This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. And right now we're going to go to a conversation with Mayor Weldon and City Manager Watt. It's looking like this is going to be a frequent update here on the show. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's really nice to have you, too. And I really like the idea of having these live updates as often as possible to keep our city and our community in tune with what's going on. Which one of you would like to start today?
Sure, I'll start today. We appreciate KTO allowing us to do this also. So many people have said that they would appreciate more information. So we're trying this. And as you know, we had a meeting last night. In our meeting, we did two resolutions that are important. Number one, declared a local emergency. This is in line with the president declaring a federal emergency and the governor declaring a state emergency. And now we've declared a local emergency, which allows us to tap into some federal funds as needed. And we also did a resolution that allows a little change of our normal meeting protocol so more of us can be on the teleconference, and it gives a little bit of extra powers to our city manager so we can act swiftly as a city as needed.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. City Manager Watt, what does this mean for you?
Well, so I see in the community, a lot of different responses to coronavirus, and we're trying to find the messages that bring everybody together. I think the worldwide news out of Italy in particular is very alarming. So on the one hand, we have people greatly concerned that we might be trending in that direction. On the other hand, I don't know that we've gotten the message through to everybody. And I think the message that I want to get out is there's no scenario where slowing down spread of the virus isn't good. There's no scenario where washing your hands isn't helpful. There's no scenario where protecting our elderly and vulnerable with more social distancing isn't helpful. So this is really an hour-by-hour situation. We have new recommendations from the state for arriving passengers at the airport. They've got high risk and medium risk. And so depending on where you're coming from, they're recommending different protocols. But even if you're in their medium risk category, that includes the entire country, and they've got guidance for that. So people coming into the airport should expect that they're going to get handed information at the airport on how they should proceed and how they should monitor their health conditions.
All right. Mayor Weldon, I'm thinking of both you and the city manager there. You guys are in positions of power, stressful positions. Earlier in today's show, we spoke with Dr. Elaine Schroeder about how all of us can sort of cope and deal with these stressful times. How is a mayor, how are you sleeping at night? What are some coping strategies that you found in this stressful time?
So even we got home late last night because of our assembly meeting, I walked the dog and I read the book for about 20 minutes. And we are checking each other often. And thankfully, there's the sun, so I told the city manager he had to go for a walk in the sun. And so we are doing simple things like that and trying to find at least one lap a day.
That sounds healthy. Rory, how are you staying healthy in these times?
Well, so I am trying to project and remind the community that we've got to be kind to each other, and we've got to support each other and do good things for ourselves. And we all have to take a break and do what we can. So last night, I thought I would play a game of electronic chess. I lost in about four moves, and I went to sleep immediately.
All right. I know things are very uncertain at this time, but looking forward as far as city meetings go, what should we expect?
Well, we have a couple things. One, we've got an assembly committee as a whole on Monday the 23rd, where we'll give an in-depth update on coronavirus. But I want to advise you of information that's coming out this afternoon. So we are standing up the city's emergency operations center to a level 3 this afternoon, which follows in with the state. So that means a more elevated stance on our planning, and we have planning groups that are activating a whole variety of community response and logistics coordination. So when we do emergency planning, we are part of the bigger emergency planning in the state. We have unified command. In this case, the state is taking the lead on the emergency planning. We're a supporter, but that doesn't mean that we stop at the city level because we have many, many things to do at the local level.
Got it. So you mentioned an emergency center. I immediately envisioned sort of a physical location, but these days things like that seem to be more sort of virtual. Can you explain what that is?
So when we need a formal location, we meet at the Emergency Operations Center at the police station. So, you know, obviously that's not a public meeting, but we meet virtually in logistics groups all the time.
Got it. Thinking about communication, you two, if people have questions, our listeners have more questions for either of you or your colleagues, what's the best way to communicate with the city right now?
So if they're just looking for information, the best way to communicate is probably just at geno.org and look at our website. If they have questions specific to the coronavirus, you can dial 211 and talk to someone there. We're also following the coronavirusalaska.gov, which is the state's website. And if you want to either hit the city manager or myself, it's just our first and last name separated by a period at geno.org. But be advised, we will probably see your email, but trying to answer all of them is near impossible at the moment.
And Scott, I would add, so maybe an even easier way, all one word, boroughassembly@juno.org. We all the assembly members get that. I get that. You know, in normal times, we try to respond and acknowledge the emails, and we can't exactly do that right now, but that doesn't mean people should stop communicating. So we appreciate the input.
And it sounds like we're going to be checking in with you two as often as possible here on Juno Afternoon. I appreciate that. City Manager Watt, I don't know if this is the right time to talk about it. We could do it later if you want. Is thinking about an update on cruise ship travel here. Is there anything you'd like to share right now?
I would say that cruise ship travel is unlikely for the foreseeable future. I know the public is focused on it, either out of concern for contamination or out of concern for the economy. But I do not think it is likely that we are going to see cruise ships anytime in the near future. So we are more focused on the coronavirus response here in the community.
Got it. And I heard that there was possibly a cruise ship coming here just to dock as far as waiting, you know, for the season. Is that still a possibility?
The Western Dam was supposed to come here, but due to the actions of Canada, it's decided that it's easier for all of its logistics to go to Mexico. So the Western Dam is not coming to Juno at this time, and that's where we stand with the cruise ships.
All right. Again, Mayor Weldon and City Manager Watt, I really appreciate your time here on Juno Afternoon. We'll look forward to speaking with you as soon as possible. Is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
Yes, if I could. It's St. Patrick's Day, and this is a time that people like to go out to the bars and stuff. And we just want to remind everybody, especially the younger generation, to really practice social distancing. And even though they're young and healthy, they could be transmitting it back home or to their workmates that may not be young and healthy. So just be real cautious tonight celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
All right, City Manager. Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah, if I could add. So, you know, we've been on the flattening the curve message, right? So that's slowing the transmission, doing everything that you can. And the whole purpose of that is to protect our healthcare resources so that they are available to elderly and vulnerable populations. So while somebody young might not be concerned about the health effects of the virus or might feel like they're low risk, which is probably more accurate, if we have a preponderance of an outbreak, then we're, you know, trending towards the Italy situation. So we're all in this together, and we need individual actions to add up to a community response.
City Manager Watt, Mayor Weldon, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.